Well, next Tuesday, we are organizing and calling students to action to break the world record for longest team speech ever done. And to put my money where my mouth is, I'm going to kick off the event by doing a 24-hour speech.
What will you be talking about?
Well, exactly what I'm going to be talking about is the effects of just what's happening in our government. And for me to even do justice to explain to you exactly how I'm going to be formulating that, it literally stems over the course of the year and my presidency and what I've seen in not just the state, but also federally and in the world. As student body president, I have the privilege of being able to represent for students. And one thing I started noticing is what's going on with this state, with the legislature, and also with some of the actions that the governor has taken. Like, for instance, a $3.7 billion cut for all SUS universities, that state university systems. That means we're gonna be cut money that can be going into education. Whereas you have other nations like South Korea that are investing, putting more money into education. But now you're cutting, you're hindering your future generation. So that's one thing. Another thing is, I just listened to the president's fiscal responsibility report where he's saying there might be a 25% cut in education and that we each have to sacrifice. And I understand that we have to sacrifice. However, students are already paying loans. Students already have it tough as it is, right? We never got no bailout. We didn't get a blank check. We're paying for it. And how I believe, and if you even study Native Americans, ancient Native Americans, they believe in the children's fire. Like, I don't know if you've heard of it. Maybe Tom McCartney, he always refers to this. And he says the children's fire is the center of their tribe. In order to sustain themselves, they have to put the new generation at its core. Can you honestly say that corporations and that the United States puts their new generation at its core of its government?
You also mentioned that you're opposed to some of the immigration bills that are happening in Tallahassee. Why is a student body president concerned about immigration bills and what concerns you?
This is what concerns me, not as a student body president, but as a member of the millennial generation, which is the generation that's going to inherit this great country and that is going to inherit the country for the first time in history in its decline, honestly, with a $10 trillion debt. The way it affects me is that right now, immigration is a major issue in the United States. And all we've been hearing is we're going to work on a reform for immigration. We're going to work towards these things. I have the utmost respect for the president. And he stated when he was running for presidency, he was going to have a comprehensive immigration reform. Now, in his previous State of the Union, in which he's going to run again for president, he briefly mentioned that we're going to work on a comprehensive immigration reform bill. What have you been doing for the past 3 years? How does this affect me? Because there are students in the state of Florida that they have been here since the age of 3, 4 years old. I even know them personally. They've been here their entire lives. They graduate high school. I know of one, a person that graduated high school with a 6.2 GPA. Guess what? He finds out he's ineligible for scholarships. He is ineligible to receive in-state tuition. And beyond that, he can get deported. Just to give you an example, I have seen it. I've gone to Juarez, Mexico, in the ghettos, and I've talked to students in Juarez, Mexico, that you would think they're Mexican, and they're running around in the ghettos. And I don't know if you've ever been to Juarez, the worst city in the Western Hemisphere, with burnt down apartments and burnt homes. It looks like a war zone, and it's a drug war zone. And where you would think, oh, look at all these Mexican children running around, and all of a sudden they start speaking to you in English. I'm like, you speaking English? They're like, yeah, I'm from Albuquerque. I'm like, what are you doing here? I'm like, my whole family got deported. What am I gonna do? So imagine, now this is where it ties in. That's an American citizen, right? We just lost a generation. Not only that, now we have non-residents that consider themselves naturalized citizens that want to be here, want to contribute to America, especially in the state of Florida with the New Florida Initiative and technologies and all these things they want to invest in. We need scholars to run technology. We don't have any scholars, we're losing a generation. We're losing a generation who's going to run the country. And the United States is the foundation of the world. If the United States goes down, it's going to be like the Roman civilization, and we're going to enter the Dark Ages.